All right, Sunday morning, 8:14:22. This is a teaching called Back to Eden. We're going to look at the Old and New Testament scriptures today on the subject of heaven. So many Christians believe that their real home is heaven. Well, I wasn't made for this world. Wasn't made. No, you weren't made for this world, but you were made for the world before this world. All scripture in the Old Testament that use the word heaven all have the same meaning. If you find heaven in the Old Covenant, there's one meaning in the Strong's. To be lofty, the sky, alluding to the visible arch in which the clouds move, as well as the higher ether where the celestial bodies revolve. Let me just give you a little clue here about the terrestrial thing, the ETs. At first, they called them the Etherians. They showed up right in the ether above the, you know, before the dome, there's the ether. That's when they see that film with the test rocket. It goes up, I don't know how many miles, it was 80-something miles, and it just all of a sudden just stopped, like it bounced off something. That's why the shuttle goes, That's why the rockets go, Yeah. But Etherians, I thought, yeah, I know about the ether. And that's also where the ether is. The ether, from what I understand, our planet's magnetic. And that's what Tesla energy works off of. And it's, I mean, it's free. It emanates from the earth, from the ether. It's just wicked men have stolen it and now charge us for what God freely gave us. He set it all up perfect for us. All right. In the New Testament, there are two references of heaven, and we're going to look at those. The first one's in Revelation chapter 14. Well, I don't do nothing here because this ain't my home. All right, 14, 6 or 7. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. All right. And, excuse me, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Okay, there's cut right here. The first heaven is mid-sky. The second meaning is, these are two different meanings in this scripture right here, these two scriptures. And then the other one is the sky or heaven as the abode of God. By implication, power, happiness, eternity, specifically the gospel. So, I was just curious. It says here, I wrote down here, how do Christians come to the conclusion that heaven is our home? I find no references except this one scripture. This is 2 Corinthians 5. Look at verse 1 first. It says here, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our house, which is from heaven. Well, we're the temple of the Holy Ghost, right? So that, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. See, this is that changing. A lot of people think, well, it's the domain heaven, but I believe it's the body that Jesus has, like flesh and bone. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given us of the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, ye are always confident, knowing that, whilst we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. So, to me, even that doesn't seem to be a domain, but a state. In other words, when a person dies, they are no longer subject to this earth body. They have a heavenly body that doesn't die. Yeah, okay. Right here in the Strong's, well, let me look at Hebrews 12 and then I'll look at that word heavenly. This is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. The word heavenly there means above the sky, which we know the firmament is the sky, and it's also called heaven. In Genesis, I think it's verse 8:18, it talks about heaven. And that is the firmament, the dome that God put over the earth. Okay. All right, Revelation 21:10 talks about the heavenly Jerusalem. It looks like regardless of how long your stay there, like as a at a resort, you're going to be coming back. This is Revelation 21:10. Everybody's focusing on, well, we're all going there. Well, I'm going, well, why are they cleaning up the deep state? Why not just let them have it if we're all leaving? Why not just let them have it? What's the big deal? Doesn't make any sense to me. Revelation 21:10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. So there's a city in heaven, evidently, where those that have died, maybe that's where they stay until this day when this happens. All right, let's go back to Genesis. This is back to Eden. I read this to you in an earlier teaching. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he him, be them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God put an earth lease in place. You know, he knew what the devil would do. Thank God. Thank God there's an earth lease that's running out, so that things can be restored. All right, Genesis 2:25. It says here, and they were both naked, and they were not ashamed. So they were clothed with something else. They didn't know they were naked. They weren't. They were clothed with something else. I remember Gloria Copeland bringing this out, and I thought it was pretty good. She said, do you ever notice that we're the only part of God's creation that have to buy their clothes and their shoes? All of them have scales or feathers or fur or hair. So man was clothed too. Well, the day the devil showed up, he stole their clothes. He stole their clothes. All right. Chapter 3 here. Said, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them were both open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? God was used to coming down into the garden and communing. See, in the millennial reign, we read this in the earlier teaching about God's throne's going to be camped out in the mountains, the top of the mountains, and the nations shall flow into it. Okay? All right, when everything's brought back to where it was before the fall, God will dwell with men. The new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. All right. Till that time, we will be like the Old Testament saints. See, they've gone to heaven. It's like the story with Lazarus and the rich man. He died and went to hell. And Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom. What happened? Well, Lazarus could see, or the rich man could see Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. It was a place of paradise where the righteous, Old Testament righteous, went. See, they couldn't go to heaven yet because Jesus hadn't died yet for their sin. So he tried to get him to bring water, get Lazarus to dip his finger to come over. He said, can't cross. But when Jesus died, they rose. Saints rose out of the little guy with the robe on that fled naked. He come up out of the grave. And they walked around in the city. I'm sure they went on. When the Lord went on up, they went on up with him. To me, it's like a resort until he cleans everything up here, down here, back to where it was before. A paradise means a park or Eden. Yeah. It's what they lived in. All right. And it's going to be burned up. This is, I think it's Revelation 22. No. Well, 2 Peter 3 talks about it, but also, let me look at Luke. Why not just look at 2 Peter 3. Peter talks about it. We looked at it Wednesday night about how things are going to burn. Let me just start with verse 6 here, or verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So, and here he's given a clue. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. That's the earth lease. So that's when the time where before the new heaven and new earth can, or the new Jerusalem can come down, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. Why? This one's filled of blood. They can clean it up as best they can, but this earth, it's been used for such nefarious things. God's not going to put down on this place until that's done. And there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. In fact, I think that's Revelation. Let me look at that. Revelation 22. Yeah, on the earth, and he saith unto me, seal not the, what, verse 10?
2 Peter 3:10 talks about
the. I know, but I'm talking about Revelation. I was thinking that there was a verse in there. Well, Revelation 21 talks about the new heaven and the new earth coming down. Yeah. 21, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So it'll burn up, and there'll be a new one. Okay, and that's when God will dwell on the earth. And we'll be here, this will be from now on. So you could say heaven is a resort, it's kind of a holding tank until, I guess it's probably where the Catholics get their purgatory thing. I don't know. But anyway. All right. Those that have passed away are with the Lord like Lazarus. Now you can see hell like a fire is what it is. Now you know why, because of the sin of these people and the false prophet, the Antichrist, and the devil are going in the lake of fire. The earth, that's all this sin that's happened in the earth, it's going to be, all the elements are going to melt and it's going to burn. It's because of that. I guess that keeps it contained. I don't know. All right, let's look at 2 Thessalonians here. 1:4. So that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Interesting scripture. So Jesus is coming to the earth. And he will bring those that have left, that are at the resort, he'll bring with him. This is 1 Thessalonians 4. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So he's bringing them with him. If we were always going to be in heaven, why would he do that? We will see the Lord's prayer fulfilled. His kingdom come, his will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. I think a lot of Christians just believe that they, you know, they read that and they don't really think about what that prayer is really saying, what it is really indicating. There's a reason we say, even so come Lord Jesus. It's to restore this earth. It's not to just take us to heaven. Okay? All right. Few scriptures here, just a couple. Psalms 37. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Sounds good to me. All right, Psalms 47. This will be our last scripture here. Oh, clap. I say clasp. That's what that clap, it's actually the real word is clasp. Clasp your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Not heaven, all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our God, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people gather together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. So God intends for us to be here and to remain here forever. And we'll never die. Okay.